Auckland Grey Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus. Welcome everyone, I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm the President of Auckland Grey Power and I'm the convener of this session. Grey Power sponsors the program, as you're aware, and we talk about issues to do with the senior community. So today I'm wanting to update you on what took place at the Grey Power Federation AGM in Wellington. It was a very exciting 3 days together, people from 75 different associations from around the country. And before I launch into that, I'm also aware that this is the time that people are getting their pens ready to get information out on paper on the Better Later Life conversation that's taking place at the moment, that the Minister for Seniors is wanting feedback on by the 3rd of June. So I'm going to announce a little bit about where that feedback should go later on the program. So that's our territory for today. And I should say Talo Falawa, it is Samoan Language Week. So it's very interesting that community languages are something that's cropping up a lot in conversation these days. So I will do a program around that in the future. But today I also want to mention that we have got in the month of June the Matariki Festival starting on the 22nd of June going through to the 14th of July, and it normally happens a little bit earlier in the month, but it goes by the stars, so that's the timing for this year. So in subsequent programs in June we'll be talking about Matariki more. But going back to the AGM, we started the program with the National Anthem, as is customary, and we actually had a moment's reflection, valuing and celebrating the lives of those who've passed on, particularly those who made a very significant contribution during their lifetime towards the well-being of seniors and were long-time Grey Power members. And I'm thinking of Audrey Evans and Helen Rainey from our own association who were honoured, and we also have their names in our current newsletter and a little bit about their contributions. So it's important to acknowledge people, and as Grey Power is a voluntary organisation, we have many people giving hours and hours of their time, and that's significant over many years often. So when you look at it collectively, it's a pretty big commitment to trying to improve things in society. Particularly because if we get things right for the vulnerable, we get things right for everybody. And uppermost at the moment in our deliberations down in Wellington was the lack of progress on getting an aged care commissioner, because an aged care commissioner would give teeth, would be a deterrent, would actually arrest the thinking and actions of people who think they can rip off older people, and that it's okay to take money out of someone's bank account because they're going to get it anyway when the person dies, etc., etc. So all kinds of fraud and theft from family members takes place, and that's probably the largest kind of elder abuse that there is, but there are other kinds of elder abuse. And probably the worst is just not valuing older people, just ignoring them, not serving them in shops, just avoiding dealing with them, just thinking of them as objects. And that type of treatment is very dehumanising and does constitute significant abuse. So if we had an aged care commissioner, we would have a person with powers to take cases through the courts. Families, members who are upset by other family that are ripping off older people, they often can't do very much. They haven't got the resources to go to court. And so it becomes a very emotional and embittered situation where they feel helpless. They are suffering abuse as well. So on this note, we have made very strong submissions to our Minister for Seniors, to the Prime Minister, and we continue to do this. And I know there was a roadshow 18 months ago where Labor and the Greens worked together and they went around the country interviewing seniors in many, many meetings, and they got a very strong feel that this was a very good way forward. Then came the announcement in Ireland and in Wales that they were going to have an aged care commissioner. Both countries were setting up an office with resources, so that person was empowered to actually do something significant for older people. Australia followed suit. New Zealand is still dragging the chain. And while the Prime Minister didn't avoid the questions, and she did speak clearly to us and indicated strongly that work has to be done, planning has to be done, there has to be a structure put in place. You can't just pluck a person out of thin air and plonk them there with no resourcing. So clearly there is work going on and there is an intention, but exactly when it will take effect, exactly what form and how useful it will be and how long we'll have to wait, all these questions are hovering. So we'll keep you posted when we know anything, but in the budget there wasn't anything. There was a significant change in the budget in terms of it being a well-being budget, and I mean, alongside significant investment in the regions, which will be really good because there are a lot of seniors in the regions and a lot of them are Grey Power members and a lot of them are very focused on seeing their own areas grow and develop and not stagnate. I think that will be really good. It was a socially responsible budget because mental health has been shamefully neglected and depression is no sort of friend of anybody's, but everyone may be affected at any one point in their life. So it's not something that people can get through life and completely avoid. It's something that can happen to anybody given enough traumatic circumstances piling up. So or just enough shocks and lack of support. So seeing the budget yesterday and reading in the paper today and being familiar with conversations in the media, I scratched my head for a bit because I thought, there's absolutely nobody mentioning what's in the budget for seniors. And yet last week, we heard in Wellington in a pre-budget announcement that there was going to be significant money for seniors, $7.7 million, it's not a small figure, and that was going to go on digital support, on strengthening the gold card, and on a new initiative to ensure that older workers working in the workforce after 65 would be able to claim accident compensation, workers' compensation, that's 80% of their wage if they're significantly injured and unable to work. And this is tremendous news for those people who have a mortgage in old age, those people who rely on their work to feed themselves, literally, because their rent payments eat up all of their super. And I know such people and I deal with such people on a regular basis who are maybe subject to 90-day eviction notices, who are traumatised and having to move in older age. And anybody who's working as well as getting the super has had to in the past choose whether they'll get their worker compensation or the super. And so now they don't have to make that choice. They can have both and they can continue to make their payments that they are hooked up to make. So that's a great relief. That will alleviate some senior poverty and it will go a long way to help people sleep at night who would otherwise be very stressed, not only with the injury but with the consequences of how do they stay afloat. So that $7.7 million in the budget is a very significant figure, and Tracy Martin, who was with us and spent considerable time explaining what she was putting into the budget, was her speech was very well received, and she's a very hard-working minister. So we've nabbed her, and she's coming to talk to Auckland Grey Power at the end of June, on the 29th of June, on Saturday. She'll be there at 2 o'clock at the Blockhouse Bay Community Centre. So I welcome anybody who wants to listen and interact with her, and we will receive written questions either before the meeting or by email. AK Grey Power Info, that's AK Grey Power Info at gmail.com. No, all lowercase and no dots except between Gmail and dot and com. So please come along. Our meeting is in the Blockhouse Bay Community Centre, which is 524 Blockhouse Bay Road, just near the roundabout. And there's plenty of parking, and there's very good buses in the area. There's five services coming to Blockhouse Bay. Must be the best bus hub there is in town. So that's Tracy Martin, the Honourable Minister for Seniors, who will be with us on the 29th of June. And I think it's time for a break now, so I think that it's a very apt piece of music, and so I'd like to share with you from the Essential Joe Cocker, Up Where We Belong. Welcome back. And for anyone who's just joined us, I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm your presenter today. And it's Auckland Grey Power who sponsors this program. I'm talking about the 75 associations who gathered in Wellington with their representatives to focus on the business of Grey Power, the core business, its direction, and pass remits, change policies, examine policies, have conversations around things that are problematic. So overall, this year, I think the number of remits was down on previous years. So I think that's because they were more rigorous in how they looked at them before they came in, so that any that weren't clear or had issues were thrown out. And so then we had spent the time valuably on the ones that were left. Now, one of the key ones that really had a groundswell of support was a housing remit. Not surprising, because it is one of the key issues in polling up and down the country for what worries New Zealanders most. Now, the housing remit was to put pressure on the government to support councils to provide for senior housing. That's social housing, as it was known in the past, pensioner housing. And the delegates were adamant they wanted housing specified for seniors and designated for people in that age group. So whether it was going to be 50 plus or 65 plus wasn't actually, the finer points were not discussed. But the idea was that it would be designated to create hubs, senior villages, senior communities within communities, and that they would have all the modern requirements, of course, under the building code, but that they would be purpose-built and accessible. And it was really important that there was a mechanism, a funding mechanism, to enable councils to be in that space to help contribute the housing stock that's missing. And there was just unanimous support for this. So I spoke in support of the motion, but I also wanted an amendment to try and get funding for community housing providers as well. And that was more problematic and was not able to be fully supported, because some people felt that community housing providers had a mixed model housing concept, that is an all-age concept, so seniors would be mixed with people of other ages, and that was sometimes not a healthy thing. So that fell over, and we were stuck with the main remit that has gone through. And some members of our representatives up and down the country are city councillors in different, working for different councils, and some of them will be going to the local government conference in Wellington in July. I'm fortunately going as a local board rep to that. So together we hope to be able to bring some more energy to bear on this topic, because it's so important when you look particularly in Auckland Central at the shortage of housing for seniors, and it's quite chronic, and it comes directly from the sell-off of the former pensioner homes under a previous mayor, John Bangs, and the lack of investment subsequently. So there's been no further investment. So there may be 1,400 units that the council has managed in the past, and now is managed by Selwyn Foundation as a community provider. But those units are not in central Auckland. So the area of the old Auckland City, stretching from Britomart to Onehunga, across to Avondale and across to Glen Innes, there are no senior housing units owned in the council's ownership or managed by Selwyn Foundation in that space. And that is very worrying, given the average rent rises are so steep. And I know in the Puketapapa local board area, people are paying $400 a week for a single bedroom unit. And one of the solutions, of course, is to flat with other people, and senior flatting is becoming popular. That suits younger seniors, but when you get past 80, if you've been living on your own for 15 years or something, that is not really an easy option, and yet that is what often they are told when they go to WINS looking for help when they've got an eviction notice. So on that note, I'll just say that my experience in Wellington was great. It was a shot in the arm to be with fellow colleagues and to hear what people are doing to keep their membership of their association growing, and how they're catering for the different needs of members. Those who've got offices are reporting quite steep rent increases, and they're finding that less helpful in their budgeting. We are doing quite well in Auckland to have an office, and of course ours is much more expensive than many of the ones around the country. But it's interesting that those associations that are flourishing, particularly attracting younger members, they are the ones that have offices and that actually reach out to people and do a lot of face-to-face connecting. So that seems to be an important ingredient in maintaining membership. Now, we'll be talking about that at our AGM on the 29th of June. Now, in addition to that, we have another meeting this month, and that is the 7th of June, which is our usual first Friday of the month meeting at 1 p.m, also at the Blockhouse Bay Community Centre. And in that meeting, we'll be unpacking the budget. And it will be a really interesting opportunity to look at not just what Tracy Martin has done for seniors, but the budget as a whole, and what are the sorts of things that New Zealand's investing in, what is the likely impact on communities and on spending, and will this actually activate more business locally. So we'll be looking at those issues. We'll have some MPs along, and we'll have some expert commentators as well. So please come along and join in the discussion. If you're not working on Friday and you can make it, we would welcome you, members or friends or neighbours. So on that note, I am going to switch to another track today, just for our listening pleasure. We've got from the Together in Concert Live, we've got a track, Precious Things, with Big Ronga.
Stargazes blue
welcome back. And just to summarise, this is the time when you can put in your comments to Tracy Martin, the Minister for Seniors, on Better Later Life, her consultation that's going on now. And it's just talking about what issues we're facing as a country, what you think we need to put in place to help a rapidly growing ageing population go through a transition, because there will be several shifts that people will make as we're living longer. And I think one in four of us in Auckland will be over 65 by 2035. So making your views known, you can do it online at www.superseniors.msd.government.nz. You can look for the Office for Seniors on Facebook, or you can email your submission to ageing, spelt with an E, _ population at msd.government.nz. And it's due on Monday, the 3rd of June, so you'll need to get your skates on. But there'll be information on that website, and you can go to the library and get a librarian to help you. You don't need to even worry if you're not computer literate. They will help you through it. Okay, thank you very much. Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.